Be right back.
Okay. Join United We Start, a group discussion of activists, bloggers, authors, and other leaders in the independent media to inform and educate listeners in various topics. Join us every second Saturday of the month at 10 to 12 a.m. Pacific time, which is 18 to 20 hours GMT. Join us. We're looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning back into the United We Start Radio Roundtable. It is Saturday, June 13, 2020. I am Matt Navarro, one of your hosts today, a fellow member of the UnitedWeStart.org. We have online with us Detlef from Switzerland and Michael from Switzerland and WakeNews.com. And this hour, we'll continue our discussion about the events in America and where we're going with our very special guest. And we've had him on our shows when we had United We Strike. And he was very, his voice is always cogent and sane. And that's why I like him. And a little optimistic, which I think we kind of need at this point. I'd like to welcome to the show Larry Pinkney, one of the original Black Panthers. Larry, welcome.
Thank you so very, very much. I'm honored. It's delightful. It's delightful. And let's move on. I'm thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are honored that you would join us and help spread your perspective, because I think you know, in our chat the other day, you really have some clarity about this. And coming from a Black man, that kind of clarity is needed in this time. So for our folks who aren't familiar with you, Larry, can you give us a 1 minute or two bio of who you are, where you came from?
Sure. Sometimes I wonder where I came from. Anyway, no, look, thank you so much. I am a former member of the original Black Panther Party, not to be confused with these lunatics out here, these frauds calling themselves the new Black Panther Party. I'm also a former regional minister of interior for the Republic of New Africa. I am a former university instructor, political science and international relations. And I'm not going to go on. I'll just say this. I am also the only, and I repeat, the only U.S. citizen and Black Panther Party veteran who has ever successfully authored, self-authored, a case to the United Nations. Not that I'm big on the UN, but it shows what we ordinary everyday people can do. So I'm going to leave it at that. There, I could go on and on and on, but I hope that that's enough.
Well, yeah, thank you for that. And I know you've done a lot in your lifetime, and, you know, it's inspiring to have people like you talk to us, because you've been there, you are there, you know, fighting for what's right in our society. And you're not just basing it on your skin color. And we should all appreciate that at this point. So what we've been talking about, Larry, is mm-hmm. is this horrible death of George Floyd, who wasn't an angel, but he didn't deserve to be killed in the fashion that he was. He should have gone to court and had his day in court. It was not up to that cop to be his executioner. Now, so people are angry, but in our nation, it used to work that we had a system of justice. Now the cop has been arrested. He's been charged with his murder, and now you've got all this chaos rioting in the United States. From your perspective, I don't know. You take it from there. What is your perspective about how this occurred, what occurred, and where it's going, or how it's being handled?
There is no question, my brother, that the circumstances surrounding the death of George Floyd, okay, are inexcusable and unacceptable. There's no question about that, all right? But the bottom line is, we're not talking about Martin Luther King Jr., we're not talking about Malcolm X, we're not talking about Harriet Tubman, and we're not talking about Emmett Till. All of us at any time in our lives could be statistics, whether it's a statistic of a cop killing us, or more often than not with blacks, it would be another black killing another black. All right, let's be honest. All right. Now, what I'm saying is that I have to look at this for what it really is. I don't like the fact that primarily the Democrat Party, who, by the way, you know, are sticking true to their Jim Crow lynching roots. I don't like the fact that primarily, I'm not saying only, but I'm saying primarily, the Democrat Party are a bunch of parasitic political pimps who are pimping the pain of the people. All people, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all people. This has got to stop, all right? For over 40 years, I and many others have been saying that this is a systemic problem. It's not just race. It's far deeper than so-called race or color. Far deeper than that. And we need to be honest with ourselves. And you know, I see these folks out here who call themselves demonstrators, who call themselves protesters. And I have no doubt that some of them at least have very good hearts. But this is my message to them. Crack a book. Read. Study. Find out your history, our history, okay? Understand when you're being set up, when you're being manipulated, or as Malcolm would say, hoodwinked and bamboozled. Understand that, but you can't do that unless you crack some books and read and study, okay? History is a signpost not only of the past, but also of the present and the future. And unfortunately, most of these folks out there that I see have no clue, really. They are just following the herd mentality. No, no, this is not acceptable. So, again, I repeat, disrespect of George Floyd, quote unquote, but do you think attacking senior citizens in their homes, burning down buildings, do you think that you know, wiping out so-called minority, quote-unquote, businesses, do you think that attacking disabled people, that was done for George Floyd? Get a grip. No, that had nothing to do with George Floyd. That had to do with a bunch of egotistical, arrogant, ignorant, lunatics, maniacs out there who are trying to, in my humble opinion, take advantage of a situation. So I'm going to leave it at that. I get very passionate about this because I've been around for a few years. And one would hope that people would learn from history. Otherwise, of course, it repeats itself.
Well, we were talking earlier about how they're trying to destroy our history by removing our monuments, by defacing our monuments. And you told me the story about that one Union soldier who was black and they destroyed his statue.
In Virginia. Okay.
They want to destroy our history because without a history, you can't unite as a people because you don't know who you are.
Exactly. Exactly, my brother. And this is what the game plan is. Keep people ignorant, hoodwinked, bamboozled, and angry at each other, and you can control and manipulate them. We must not allow this. We must not allow this. And, you know, it's up to us. And there are millions of us out there. I know sometimes all of us feel a little bit lonely, but don't be. We're not alone. People are waking up like you would not believe. Even Democrats or former Democrats are going, wait a minute, this has gone too far. This is not acceptable. This is insane. And it is. And we must choose to not be a part of the insanity, but rather to be a part of pragmatism and vision. And I happen to be a strong believer in the Union, in the Republic. All right. Does that mean that the Union or the Republic is perfect? By no means. But it does mean, as Abraham Lincoln, who a lot of people think was a Democrat, he wasn't, he was a Republican. And I'm not pushing the Republican thing. Let me be clear. I'm an independent, but I do support the current president. I do. And if anybody wants to ask me why, I'll deal with that later. But the fact is I feel about him as Frederick Douglass felt about Lincoln. All right? Neither one of them were perfect. Now, let me get back to what I was saying. The fact of the matter is that we need to, first of all, know ourselves, know our history. I say our history. I get so upset when I hear people talk about black history, white history, yellow history, brown history, red history. Excuse me. This is our history, our history. I'm a black man, but my grandmother was also indigenous native. Her history is my history. All of Americans' history is my history, meaning our history. We need to get a grip on things. And, you know, the media, in my humble opinion, okay, is actually nothing more than a New World Order deep state globalist propaganda arm that would make Goebbels of the Third Reich green with envy. So I'll stop right there.
Detlef?
Yes. you are absolutely right. I mean, it's such a shame. And it basically, all people are guilty of not being aware and not being educated. But even if you are educated, you still have to have the will to make it transparent, to fight for something like freedom, like humankind. But, you know, if you don't do that, if you just consume and just rely on security instead of freedom, then you are being a fool. I mean, you are lost then. And you know, even those who are now going on the streets, I mean, like Black Lives Matters or Antifa, they will suffer themselves one day under the same regime.
That is correct. You're absolutely correct. And the fact of the matter is that Black Lives Matter, you know what? I think Black Lives Matter in the context of all lives that matter. How can I say that? How can I say that Black Lives Matter as if they are only, we the only human beings on this planet? Excuse me? We have black, white, brown, red, yellow. You know, we might even have an odd shade of turquoise. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that my life is as important as all my brothers and sisters' lives. And I find that whole concept of where they're telling people, white people in particular, telling white people, get down on your knees. And I'm saying, what? That's obscene. It's disgusting. You know, I was in Geneva, Switzerland, to attend a gathering in my honor. This was years ago, back in 88, having won a UN ruling, all right? And I said then, that was many years ago, and I say now that all lives matter. And I'm going to say it, and they can, you know what? And they can call you a racist, but the more they call you a racist, the more hypocritical and despicable and arrogant that they are. And I'm sick and tired of seeing blacks and whites, as Brother Malcolm said, and I met Malcolm in 1961 at Morgan State, then Morgan State College, now Morgan State University, Baltimore, Maryland. But as Malcolm said, don't get hoodwinked and bamboozled. Evolve. Malcolm evolved. And after all these years, you think our brothers and sisters would be evolving. But the deep state globalists, you know, New World Order media has done everything it can to dumb us down. We must not accept that. And I have a positive note. I'm telling you from the brothers and sisters of all colors that I've met, people are waking up. You're not alone. We're not alone. They want us to think we're alone, but we're not.
Yeah. You're right about the dominant. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Larry. This is me, Michael, from Switzerland. I like your attitude. I like the word bamboozled. That's really a nice wording. But anyhow, I think that if we were not less materialists in this world, that we would look at the maturity of the soul. I don't ever see somebody as yellow or black or brown or whatever. I look at the maturity of the soul. How is their feeling? And if I would know that they have an astral body, that they have an emotional body, a soul and a spirit, basically. And that's what I look, what is, when I confront somebody, if I meet somebody, I look at that. How mature is the soul? And how is mature is their consciousness? And that's the only kind of criteria which I use. I don't see any black person. I don't see any white person. I look at that only. And I look at myself as if I have this white body. I didn't do anything to it. It just happened. And I think as a soul, as a spirit, I incarnated like I put on a red shirt or a yellow shirt, basically. That's all that is to me. For me, there is no racism. I think the cabal uses that basically as a means, as a tool to divide and conquer, to divide et impera, as they say. and secure their rule by it. That is the point. Mm-hmm. But what we have to do is we have to stand together and tell those bastards that we are not being divided and we are not being ruled. We can think for ourselves. We have God has given us a straight thought. We can clearly think and differentiate and know what is what. And we know what is good and what is evil. And we can confront them. And that's what we have to do, according to my opinion.
You are absolutely, with all due respect, I believe you are absolutely correct. And I believe you simply, very eloquently, brother, summed up the words of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said, how do we deal with people? We deal with them based on what? The content of their character, not the color of their skin. So all power to the people. I thank you, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, you're right about the controlling aspect of the media. We were talking about that earlier, and I gave the example of how social media is part of that control system now, not just what you see on the TV or hear on the radio or read in a paper, which no one does anymore, but social media is a controlling factor in how people think anymore. And I gave the example of that soccer player from LA who was fired from his job, not because of what he said on social media, but because of what his wife said in social media. And she said it in Serbian, no less. He didn't even know she had posted it, but he got fired from his job anyway because his wife had non-approved thinking on her part.
I shouldn't laugh because it's really not funny, but you know, it's really sick, disgusting. But it's sort of like, I laugh because I think of, I don't know how old you guys are, but back in the day, I used to listen to Richard Pryor a lot but Richard would say things, Pryor would say things that were so, oh my God, you go, oh, don't say that. But it was true. So you had to laugh, as horrible as it was. And so I mean no disrespect by laughing. I hope you know that. It's your point is well made and well taken. This is why we have to pull ourselves back from this precipice, this cliff that we are on. And we can do it. Actually, we can do it quite quickly. The New World Order, deep state globalists are panicking. Why? Because people are waking up. So they're going to use everything they can. You know, excuse me, I don't care. If someone says something that offends me, I have the ability to either respond to them, to ignore them, or to block them, or all three. It's like, grow up. Grow up. Stop being manipulated. And you know, I had not, brother, heard about this particular case. So that's very interesting, what you just were telling us about.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunately the truth, though. I find it humorous in a sort of way, too, because of the insanity of this whole situation. I'm hopeful, like you, that we turn this around in a hurry. You know, the New World Order is panicking because they have a weak candidate who is senile beyond belief, that they still push him. And so they're going to use every means, every occasion, every method possible to destroy Donald Trump's ability to be reelected. And this is part of that plan.
I believe Donald Trump will be reelected because more people are waking up. I believe whether it's a landslide or not, I don't know about that. But I think it will be more people this time than in 2016. However, let me say something. You mentioned this piece of scum, with all due respect, if there's such a thing, Joe Biden.
You're disrespecting scum now.
Okay. Beneath scum. How's that? Beneath
okay.
Scum. Better. Okay. The fact of the matter is that this creature had the unmitigated audacity of an alley cat to tell black people, all right, that if they don't vote for him, they are not black. I'm going, what? And the media has either ignored it or tried to downplay it. But we're putting it out. We're putting it out. When I say we the people, everyday ordinary people, we're putting it out all over social media. So they don't, nobody reads their blasted papers any damn way, all right? But, you know, can you imagine racism? What? If you don't vote for me, you're not black? You, oh, God. Anyway, we also need to understand that both he and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were good friends of whom? Robert Byrd. Who is Robert Byrd other than being a former U.S. senator? He was a Ku Klux Klan leader and recruiter.
Grandmaster.
Okay. Grandmaster of the Klan. So you, that's what I mean when I say, people, we need to know our histories and spread it. No, not just know it for ourselves. Spread it to other people. Let people read it and go, oh, that can't be true. But it is true. And if they check it out, they go, oh, my God. I was talking to a sister, a black woman in North Carolina the other day on the phone, right? And she was saying, well, she's a Democrat. This is what she said. I'm a Democrat. I said, well, let me give you something to think about, sis. Check this out. You know you're not black, don't you, if you don't vote for Joe Biden? She said, what? I said, well, didn't you hear about that? She said, Biden just lost my vote. You know? And our job is to spread it, to spread it. And I want people to take heart. In the biblical expression, regird our hips. Regird our hips. Nobody ever said the struggle was going to be overnight. No struggle was overnight. Not worth having. Okay, this is not a party. And I am not only hopeful, but quite frankly, I know that ultimately, even without casualties, even without damage, we, the people, are going to win. And I'm sorry, I got on a soapbox, and I apologize. Let me shut up.
No worries. No worries. That's why you're here, because we want to hear what you have to say, because I think it matters because of who you are and your background, and well, in this case, because of your skin color as well, because you're an example of a human being who has a head on his shoulder that's not swayed by and manipulated by what's in our media, and I think it's important at this point in history that your opinion is shared, like you're saying. So we help people wake up. I fully intend to take this this program that we're recording today and send it out to everybody on my mailing list, because I think part of their awakening is, as I'm hoping to help accomplish, is hearing your voice. So don't apologize.
You. Thank you. Thank you. I really mean thank you. I'm not saying it perfunctorily. I mean, thank you, my brother.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you.
You know, if people want to, you know, get a bit more information about me, they can get a book called Saying No to Power. It's called Saying No to Power. It was written by William M. Mandel, M-A-N-D-E-L. The foreword was written by none other than Howard Zinn. I happen to be on pages 500 through 504.
That's a long book.
Yeah. So, oh, but, you know, use it, pick it, go through it, find what things will be encouraging. But, you know, there are a number of books I'm in, but this book, those pages sum up so much from 500 to 504, and there are a couple of other pages I'm on, but that's not the point. The point is people can check out who Larry Pinkney actually is, okay? And it wasn't written by me. It was written by, well, I already said, William N. Mandel, M-A-N-D-E-L, foreword by none other than the late, great Howard Zinn. So anyway, go ahead, my brother. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you should be keeping good notes about yourself. We were talking off air about, you know, your upcoming book, which I fully intend to purchase and read.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's I wanted to get your opinion on what's going on, because it seems in Seattle, and they had a clash with the Black Lives Matter folks. Black Lives Matter folks saying that these kids who took over the six block area of Seattle and called in it CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and their own little country have hijacked the message of Black Lives Matter. I wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on in Seattle.
Well, I think what's going on in Seattle, number one, is insane. Number two, shows the hypocrisy of not only the mayor of Seattle, but of the governor of the state of Washington. All right? Autonomous zones, take your ass to Cuba. Hell, take your ass to the Communist Party of China. Take your ass to, I mean, I can name a number of places. You want autonomy? But if you want to stay here, serve the people as we did in the original Black Panther Party. You serve the people body and soul. You don't take over their homes, their blocks, their businesses. All right? You do what we did. We had breakfast programs, food programs, medical programs, senior citizens programs, you name it. And we were in the community serving the people body and soul. In fact, there's another book that people might want to check out by Alondra Nelson called Body and Soul, the Black Panther Party and the Fight Against Medical Discrimination. But anyway, my point is, so these are a bunch of frogs, a bunch of idiots, nincompoops, and they really don't give a damn about our republic. I do. I have no illusions that our republic is anywhere near perfect. By that way, let me just say this. No republic, no country, no nation that I know of is. But come on, you're going to start pulling down statues? You're going to take over territory? I'm sorry, but being Black and Indigenous, I find it somewhat hypocritical. And I'm being very nice. So that's my take on the status of Seattle.
They have, they don't even have an agenda that kind of aligns with racial inequality or racial equality. And these a bunch of mostly white guys, and their demands are abolition of imprisonment or replacing it with something else. They want to do away with police forces and have something else besides that. And what struck me as really ironic in all of this.
And because infantile, my brother. But go ahead. Dangerously infantile. Go ahead. Sorry.
Very. But I found it so ironic that they want to disband the police. And this all was supposedly spurred on because of George Floyd's murder.
Yeah, right.
So they want to disband the police and make it all about Black Lives Matter. So they forced the mayor to, or the city officials, to have them empty out the fifth precinct from this neighborhood that they've captured. And the chief of police was unhappy about this. And guess what, folks? She's Black.
Yep.
Did you hear me? She is Black. That's so ironic to me that they would take a Black woman police chief and get her out of that precinct so that they can protest about Black people.
They don't care. The chief of police in Minneapolis, Minnesota is Black and part Chicano. Okay? I mean, Arredondo. Okay? But see, this is what I mean. These are dangerous, infantile people. They are extremely dangerous. They think it's a party. They think it's games. They think it's fun. You know, how would you feel if somebody came and took over your house? The very thing, same thing that they protest, okay? They themselves are doing, all right? They themselves are doing. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. They're two peas in a pot, all right? Antifa stands for, so they say, anti-fascist. Well, let me tell you something. They are not anti-fascists. They are acting as the fascists. And this is the same kind of thing that Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini did. The same tactics. Now, how can I use the same tactics and say, I oppose those tactics. That's not only absurd and ludicrous, it is utterly hypocritical.
And they're getting cover from the Democrats the Republicans. The Democrats are supporting them. The Republicans are saying nothing, making them complicit as well.
Well, yeah. they are complicit. But you know what? Let's look at this in real terms. Let's look at it in real terms. If I was the Republican, or if I was a Republican, and I'm an independent, though I do support the president, make no mistake about that, but I am an independent, all right? I wouldn't say anything either. I say, okay, y'all going to burn your communities down? You're going to allow this? Let's see what your constituency has to say 2 or 3 weeks later, okay? When they can't get food, water, when they're being attacked. Do you understand? People are being attacked who live in that community? Oh, my God. This is not acceptable. And as flawful, lots of flaws, okay, as the police are, not only in this country, but in every country, okay? It is the stroke of not genius, but the stroke of insanity for people to say, oh, well, it's okay, we're going to turn it over to the gangs. Are we going to turn it over to the rappers? We're going to turn it over to... No, what you're doing is playing an egotistical cult of the personality game. And I don't mean you when I say you. But that's what they are doing. And we need to understand that. And quite frankly, I keep saying, more and more and more people are seeing it. At least they're saying, this is not acceptable. It is not acceptable.
Absolutely, absolutely, Larry. But remember, I mean, the plan of the New World Order bunch is that they want the demise of the U.S. Mm-hmm. Remember Obama carrying this book, The Post-American World, mm-hmm. and his arm prominently showing when he got off a plane or something. You know, they were showing us already that they are planning to take down the U.S.
Right, right. And we need to be smart enough, wise enough, intelligent enough, thinking enough, critical thinkers to understand it. Obama, I call him the Obamatron, was nothing more than a globalist, deep state, new world order operative. He was and continues to be. But you know what, my brother? You'd be shocked, perhaps, how many even black Americans are waking up to it.
Okay? Really?
Oh, you'd be shocked. Wow. I know I was. Rasmussen, which was the, takes polls, right? And I'm not into polls. Rasmussen was the only poll back in 2016 that came anywhere near close to being accurate. They said essentially if Hillary won, it would be Hillary won. It would be very close. But they said, we think that Trump, based on our poll, is going to win. Now, Rasmussen is now saying in their poll is that between 40 to 42% of blacks now support Trump. And it's not about Trump. It's against these hypocritical, jive time, half stepping, pimping, parasitic Democrats, all right? That's really what it's about. It's not so much a vote for as it is a vote against. And I'm all for that. I am all for that. Anyway, sorry. It's very passionate to me because... Well, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
It's good that you have passion, though, because that's where a change occurs. If you just sit on the couch and watch it happen on your TV and take no action, you have no passion, nothing happens. So it's good that we have passion. I think, you know, you mentioned it about Trump before, and I think it's a good time we start talking about the election, the upcoming election. And, you know, I'm a Trump supporter as well, because mm-hmm. I think he's done the very best job that I've seen in my lifetime about improving the economy, getting us into trade deals that make sense for America, not all the sense in the world, but at least and trying to bring jobs back home. Because
and not taking us into any major war. Hello? Not
yes.
taking us into any major war. The deep state and the New World Order kept pushing him and pushing him. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Well, so anyway, he's done very well for the country. And you look at the disparity of audience size when we did have them, of gatherings that would be Democrat contenders, presidential contenders, and Trump's rallies. You know, he'd fill an arena of 15,000 people and have 10,000 more outside that couldn't get in. And so hopefully that support will be there come November. But why are you, as a black man, supporting Donald Trump? And why are you, as an American, supporting Donald Trump?
All right. Let me be blunt. And I'm glad you asked that question. First of all, I'm supporting President Donald J. Trump as an American. All right? That's numero uno. Number one, I'm supporting Donald J. Trump as an American. Secondly, and I'm talking about a distant second, do I support him as a black person? Donald Trump, you know, isn't it interesting how Donald Trump, when he was a TV personality, received awards from the NAACP? Did you know that?
I didn't know.
He received awards from the NAACP. He received awards from the Rainbow Coalition, Jive Time, Jesse Jackson. All right. You know why? Because he was pushing for blacks to be hired. This is before Trump even thought about running for president. All right. But suddenly, when it became crystal clear that the man had a real shot, what did the deep state, New World Order globalists do? Why, they threw out what they always threw out. He's a racist. Well, damn, if he's a racist, what is Joe Biden, that Ku Klux Klan loving bastard? Huh? What is Hillary Clinton, that Ku Klux Klan loving bastard? What is Barack Obama, who brought back slavery? And I'm not talking euphemistically or metaphorically, I'm talking quite literally. Obama brought back slavery by his policies, which still exist today, the slavery of black people being sold on auction blocks in Libya, North Africa. Check me out. See if I'm lying.
Wow.
You see, because when he and Hillary destroyed Gaddafi. Whether you like Gaddafi or not is irrelevant. It was a stabilized system, and they knew what would happen. And what has happened now, just as was warned by the Italian prime minister at the time, warned, you can't do this, don't do this. They did it. Okay? Who are the real racists? Let's not even get hung up on that. Throw that out. Let's talk about who the real parasitic political pimps are, okay, and hoes are, willing hoes, all right? This is what we need to address. And I know my facts. I've done my, you know, and when it became clear back in 2016, when, excuse me, I said 2016, it's before that. In 2012 and prior, people found out that, oh, this Black Panther, this former Black Panther, veteran, does not support Barack Obama. Guess what? Well, my speaking engagements went away. All right, that's okay, because my principles are more important than my damn speaking engagements. Liberals and Negroidians, oh, no, you don't support Obama, okay? Obama had 8 years to address systemic problems. But instead, he ran around mimicking Dr. King and Malcolm and didn't do zip, nada, zilch, zero. So, I mean, let's, again, be honest with ourselves. That's all I ask. That's all I demand. I demand it of myself as well. So, anyway, that's what I have to say about that.
Honesty is not in the vocabulary. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Larry, I'm completely on your side. Basically, you said we have to address to the real problems. And I think the cabal is now playing the racial card as a new Trump card. because the Corona scam didn't work out to the degree they anticipated.
Right.
So I think that, you know, what is really at stake is the self-determination of the soul, of our individual soul. And the Cabal is trying to for physical and occult captivity.
We're
yellow or white or black or whoever. They want to make slaves out of us and kill us off. And we should put our thoughts to that, to those issues, which are the main issues. And they try to distract us with all that racial, with that racial card and that Corona nonsense. And that is all distracting. But they are attacking our human souls. And we have to go back to spirituality, to the real spiritual heritage that we have, to fight them, because it's a satanic attack. It's a satanic coup, what they try to do right now.
You are absolutely correct. And I'm so glad to hear you use the word spiritual. Because people say to me, well, Larry, are you religious? I say, well, I'm spiritual, whatever that means. And it means to me that I have a soul. I have something beyond my human existence. And we all have that. And, you know, brother, you you're pretty deep there. You know, it's like you're pushing something that our youngsters need to hear. See? When I say our youngsters, I'm talking people in their teens, their 20s, their 30s. They need to hear that. Because think about it. Look at them. They have taken away their very souls. They satanic. They have taken away. We need to remind them, look, you have souls. You have a being. You have something that's deeper than this materialistic crap. All right? And you're deep, bro. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Yeah, your soul is to the whole universe, and your soul is expanding to eternity. That is your soul. That is your cosmic identity, and everybody should address that identity.
That's right. I agree. What more can I say, brother? What more can I say?
Well, you know, spirituality for a lot of people are found through their religions, and you look at what's happening, especially with Christian religion, it's been attacked.
Yes.
You can gather in mobs of tens of thousands to protest the death of a person, but you cannot go to church and commune with your fellow human being because that's not appropriate anymore.
Well, that's fascism is what it is. It's a deep state 21st century version of fascism. I'm going to say it like it is. And I said earlier in the program that what these pieces of scum are doing, belief scum, but what they're doing would make Goebbels of the Third Reich green with envy, all right? It would, but the problem is that they have is that, you see, they can start a fire, but they can't stop that fire from burning up their homes in San Bernardino, huh? They can't stop it. Once they start the fire, they cannot, and I'm speaking in metaphorical, euphemistic terms, and I said San Bernardino, in case anybody's wondering. But the point is, the fire they start is not the fire they control. And ultimately, we must make sure that that fire consumes them.
Well, I always say, plant seeds, you know. Send off videos of the things that are in our chat room. Send off links to this show or send the show out to your friends, families, and neighbors and plant those seeds.
Yes.
And someday that seed will germinate. People will call it waking up. Fine, wonderful. You know, we recognize again that we're individuals and we have souls and just plant this because somewhere, hopefully, you know, that seed will germinate.
That's right. And it will. And a lot sooner than people think. I mean, if you were to talk to me back in 2015 and tell me that people would be as awake as they are in 2020, I would have gone, I don't know. So I'm looking at the longevity, the whole thing, not just today, but yesterday with a point upon the future. So I'm not sure I'm sad about some of the things I see. All right. But overall, I'm saying all power to the people, because I see more and more people are waking up. And I know that CNN, MSNBC, PBS, ABC, you know, they're not going to share that with us. I mean, if you were them, you wouldn't either. Okay? But they're not important. What's important is connecting with each other and telling each other, reminding each other to share, just like you said. Send it out, send it out, send it out, and tell other people, read this, look at this, analyze this, and send it out. That's where we, the people, are going to succeed. We will prevail.
You know, there's this idea in America, anyway, that it's impolite to talk about politics and religion in public. And I've encountered that a few times here in recent, well, last year, I guess, since we don't bowl anymore. But encountered that in my conversations with people. And I go, hey, look, that's just to make people silent. You know, it's okay that we express our own opinions, but we can be adult enough to agree to disagree, but at least share our own opinions. But in this culture anymore, if you have to be, offended by something, somehow, somewhere, by somebody, otherwise you're not part of the woke crowd. So you have to be offended that, you know, Black Lives Matter. You have to be offended at the color of your own skin. You have to be a victim, offended by somebody somehow. So get over that. It's not polite to talk about religion or politics in public. Get over that and start talking.
Start talking, start yelling it from the rooftops. Talking, exchanging, okay? And discussing and debating civilly. Discussing and debating, okay? You know, this is all part, what they've done is all part, and by they, I mean the deep state globalist New World Order scoundrels. What they've done is they have engaged in a continual process of dumbing down the people. Look at these youngsters out here. They've been dumbed down. Ask them who Howard Zinn was. 90% of them couldn't tell you. 90%. Howard who? You mean Howard Cosell? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? They've been so thoroughly dumbed down. Ask them who little Bobby Hutton was, who was murdered at 17. Ask them who Emmett Till was. Emmett Till, T-I-L-L, who was murdered at 14 and tortured and murdered. Ask them. They don't know, because they've been dumbed down. Dumbed down. Ask them who the Tuskegee Airmen were. They don't know, because they've been dumbed down. And we can't back up. We need to go forward and push harder and harder and harder. And I say this to all my, and I say black, white, brown, red, and yellow, because I believe in the rainbow of humanity. That's what I call it. It is the rainbow of humanity, and I don't give a damn whether they like it. When I say they, I'm talking about the deep state, globalist, New World Order. I could care less that they don't like it. In fact, the more they don't like it, the more I do.
Same here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they try to deprive us from our spiritual and godly heritage that we have. We can make this world a paradise, and they try to make this world a hellhole. And do we want them? We don't want all that shit.
You are so correct. I like that. We try to make this world a paradise, going back to, with, and to, and of, and from our spirituality, while those demonic pieces of whatever try to manipulate, use our flaws, use our weaknesses, because we're human. We have flaws and weaknesses, and they try to use that to make this world a hell. You are so correct.
And you know, normal the human instinct, when you meet different people, when you travel and you go to the middle of Africa, or in the middle of Brazil, the middle of India, you correspond with the people. You try to work out situations, and you try to help each other. That is a normal human natural behavior. Yeah. And they have tried to turn and twist that around through our education, so-called education, through our schooling. Through all that kind of nonsense that they put, they call civilization. That is all a bunch of nonsense, and we have to come back to our basic instincts, which are human, which are good, and which are friendly to the people next to each other. And we are brothers and sisters, you know.
We've got about 5 minutes left, guys. So okay. I think we should start looking at wrapping up. Michael, why don't you go ahead and give us your closing thoughts, please?
Okay. Well, I think that, to sum it up, basically, we have to think about new modes and visions of living together without any government, that we live in group and people together that have common kind of spiritual aspirations. And I've come across Rudolf Steiner with Anthroposophy and the Waldorf schools, which for me is the kind of path which I would like to elaborate on. But overall, mankind, humanity, has to get a hold of their spiritual heritage and get to know about it, because these bastards, the cabal, have made them to forget all these kind of background, which makes human a human. They want to make us physical robots and slaves. And the Ahriman wants to make us basically slaves without a self-identity, without a human eye. And they want to make us collective, groupthink kind of beings, mm-hmm. which I oppose completely. And that's why I say we have to live like brothers and sisters together. We have to respect each other like we respect ourselves. And on that basic grounds, we can succeed as humanity, as individuals, for the sake of this whole universe, for the sake of this whole spiritual beings, and for the sake of mankind, basically.
Well said, Michael. And that construct of living together that's pretty novel is called the family. It's been under attack here by the globalists for about 50 years, at least in America. Mm-hmm. But it's called the family. Detlef, your closing thoughts for the week or for the month?
Family, also of the spiritual, of people have the same attitude, the same kind of convictions, basically.
If we're human, I think we can all agree that we should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. And I'm also glad we had Larry on today, because he's confirming something very important, that all lives matter, especially the lives of humans. Mm-hmm. And we should not get divided by any forces who try to. So it does not matter the color or race or cultural background. What is important is to identify that there's just a few, a dominant insane minority, which is trying to fight us humans. And divide and conquer is their tactics, and also they want to create chaos, because out of the chaos they want to create their new world order. And this is definitely not acceptable on one hand, and it's definitely also not desirable, as all the peoples who are now demonstrating in the streets will personally experience once the new world order would be there. But nevertheless, we don't want the new world order, so we have to reject anything which is heading towards social distancing, because that is exactly going against human nature. And this is absolutely not acceptable. So I'm very glad we had Larry on today and confirming that he's also seeing that people are waking up, no matter what race or cultural background. That is very, very important. And I can say also for our area here in Switzerland and Germany, people are waking up. And that's the way to go, Matt.
Well, thanks a lot, Detlef, for producing our show. Thanks, Michael, for joining us. I'll go ahead and we'll give Larry the last word here. We'll be back on next month, July 11th, the second Saturday of the month, with another roundtable, hopefully another inspiring guest. Thank you, Larry, for joining us today. We're very honored to spend time with you. I know I've mentioned this before on my show when you've come on, but it's still on my bucket list to have a beer with you at some point. Maybe in 2023. Yeah, maybe in 2023, because there's an eclipse that year, and I'll be in Texas, so it might be just a quick hop, skip, and a jump over to your area, and we can have that beer, and I'll look forward to that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but anyway, thanks everybody for joining us. Please share this information with everybody. Get the information out of our chat room at unitedwestart.org. It's easy to sign in. You can sign in anonymously. Get all those links. Just get those stories out. Plant those seeds, because that's how we're going to win against this new world order. And we'll see you next month. Larry.
All I have to say is thank you. And I have three words. Know thyself. Well, maybe that's just two words. Know thyself. All right? That's what it's all about. Know thyself. All power to the people. Love you. Send me the link so I can share it.
Okay, we will, Larry. So until next month, folks, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Death to the new world order.
Yeah, thank you very much. Larry, just a last one, which we almost forgot. How can we reach, or how can people reach you?
Oh, if they want to follow me, they can find me on Twitter, believe it or not. Bunch of fascists. But anyway, it's reality_1. Reality_1. It's the number one. And check me out there. Okay. reality_1. And also Black Activists, all one word, WG, which stands for writersguild.org. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, for everybody who wants to listen to the show again, please stay tuned. We will be rebroadcasting after some music, so see you then. Bye-bye.
United We Start, fighting for freedom. A group discussion of activists, bloggers, authors, and other leaders in the independent media to inform and educate listeners on various topics. Join us the second Saturday of a month, 10 to 12 a.m. Pacific time, 18 to 20 hours GMT.
I got a sermon for all y'all slanderers and gossipers. Ha ha. You know what you need to do for me, though? Let me tell you what you need to do for me. Yeah. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting a fool, man, just pray for me. If there's nothing else to do, man, just pray for me. Don't talk about me, dude, man, just pray for me. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting a fool, man, just pray for me. Don't take a knife and stare at my back. When you see me going through, just hit the brass sack. Can I count on you, partner, when I'm going through a storm? Going through Katrina, would you be like FEMA? Stand with me, stick like cheese on pizza. Help me come across like that dude did Jesus. Okay. Homie, I need you like flower need bees. I can't do this without you. I need you here with me. Okay. You're by my side when the things looking ugly. Well. Jacked up, ain't nothing going right for me. Okay. With you by my side, I can go through the spine. Yeah. Don't go together, we can take down the line. Giant fall, we'll go slinging shot on them. Yeah. Like we in the party, then we double team on them. Yeah. Two homie really is better than one. On the other fall, yeah, down the other, help the other one. Hey, let's walk together like the Bible said to do. I need you, homie, like you know you need me too. Oh. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting up, fool, man, just pray for me. If there's nothing else to do, man, just pray for me. Don't talk about me, dude, man, just pray for me. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting up, fool, man, just pray for me. Don't take a knife and stare at my back when you see me going through, just hit the brass ass. If I ever fall down and I can't get up, well, I'm stuck in the mud like a toy or a truck. Don't turn your back, start a gossip club. Run to the Father to pray me out his mud. Prayer is the only thing gonna pull me out. Out of this cell, not running your mouth. Running your mouth ain't gonna pull me out. Don't give people something to talk about. The Bible says we must cover one another. Cover each other like prayer when we suffer. We need to not stab each other in the back, but have our back when we under attack. Don't care how stupid we get, we must pray. Pray that we both, man, find our way. We must fight for each other, spirit of prayer. Not fighting one alike, also in prayer. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting up, fool, man, just pray for me. coming. If it's nothing else to do, man, just pray for me. Don't talk about me, dude, man, just pray for me. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting up, food, man, just pray for me. Don't take a knife and stay on my back. When you see me going through, just hit the prayer sack. If you ever see Brother King David going through something, baby, just know one thing. I just need you to know I need to count on you. Pray for me, man. Don't talk about me, baby. Let's do it. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting up, fool, man, just pray for me. If it's nothing else to do, man, just pray for me. Don't talk about me, dude, man, just pray for me. If you see me going through, man, just pray for me. If I'm acting up, fool, man, just pray for me. Don't take a knife and stay on my back. When you see me going through, just hit the prayer sack. We'll be right back.